Stacey Norman.
East Coast Radio.
Is this your very first exclusive interview on East Coast Radio? If it isn't, then lie and say that it is, because you just wanted to chat to me exclusively.
Always wanted to chat to you.
All right, let's talk about this music festival. I can't drive anywhere in the beautiful province of KZN without seeing your face on cute posters.
I actually saw that now when I left the hotel on the highway.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's me.
Yes, it's me. So let's talk about this festival and how we can all maybe be opening acts.
It's called Music is King. We did the first one in Johannesburg last year. It was magic. We had 17,000 people at the Dome. This year we decided we want to come home and have a Durban leg of it. And we're here on Sunday.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you find that people are, I don't know, like, for lack of a better word, drawn to you? Because I feel like whenever your name is on a bill, whether it's your personal stuff that you're doing or you just happen to be guesting somewhere, people lose their minds actively.
I don't know. I'd like to think I take my job seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm on the flyer, it's like, okay, like we know he's gonna bring his A game type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love what I do. I take it as a big blessing to have recognized my gift very early. It's a big blessing to be bestowed with this gift, and very few people gets to do what I do, meaning do what they love and have fun while doing it.
So inspirational, guys. Who needs Oprah Winfrey when you got that coffee? All right, so when it comes to being on other people's lineups and playing these humongous festivals for all these like internationally fancy, scantily clad girls in teeny tiny booty shorts, and then deciding to do your own, why the need for ownership? Why the need for the name on the door?
I think it's time. We have been growing and learning. We still do other people's shows. But, you know, there's just something about creating your own thing and growing it in this space. Because it's something we haven't done as artists, where we take ownership, even in our music, you know, owning our own masters, creating our own record labels. You know, it's an important conversation today in the creative world, where in the past we just all used to plug into whatever that was there. You know, even in the recording business, we plugged in into big multinationals, the Universal Musics, the Sonys. We just plugged in into a system they created to profit on the continent. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, because it has created a lot of amazing artists. But when do we learn? You know, when do we take lessons and start building our own things and inspire others to do that, to do so, you know, so we can grow something that is homegrown, you know, and be able to put on the bill whoever we want. It's not really about, oh, no one knows you, you are new. We just are in a space where we can create a show and choose whoever we want to, we want to have on the show.
And also then obviously sharing that opportunity with other people, because I was having a conversation with Amanda Black before her album dropped as well. And I said to her,
she's
how
amazing.
Much she is, but also just an amazing human being, you know?
I haven't met her, but like I listened to the new album. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Very personal.
It's also very rare that you release a second album and it sounds like that.
Yeah.
It's very rare.
But she's special. And she was saying a lot of what you're saying too, that obviously it's called the music business for a reason. It is a business.
Yeah.
And very often the artist and the artistic license and the creative process is not respected.
Yeah.
And when you're under those constraints and restraints, it's very hard to be creative, which is your job.
Yeah.
So you need to really kind of forge your own path. You need to be different. You need to stand out. And that is terrifying.
Yeah, it takes time as well.
Yeah.
You lose money. You lose a lot, because I'm doing two shows this weekend that are like 80, 90% self-funded, and possibly lose money, but then I could have been in someone's show.
Yeah.
I could have been somewhere performing and being paid and making money. So it's taking risk as well, and but you have to see the bigger picture.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you're forging the paths. You see, I mean, listen, someone has to do it.
Yeah,
someone's got to do it. I mean, either way, we love you. So there's that.
Thank you.
Also, I'm hearing rumors here about you and Kelly Rowland.
What rumors?
No, but you guys thought this might be a situation.
No,
we'll get to those rumors later,
yeah,
please. That's for afterwards.
Anyway, but we are like working on a song. We have been working on like different songs, and we just every time we find an opportunity to be in studio, we just keep creating. We haven't done anything like outstanding, so we just keep trying. We just keep developing whatever ideas that we started the previous time. So yeah, we are working on something.
I mean, are you on that level now where you just have like famous people on the speed dials and you're like, listen, I got this cool thing, like, do you want to come and like give me a vocal, do you want to send it via voice note, is there a WhatsApp group, is there a secret WhatsApp group?
No, it's not a group. It's just, you know, I think in that space, like from a distance, I mean, Kelly Rowland is Destiny's Child. I mean, Destiny's Child is like a poster group.
Yeah.
Like one of the most powerful, you know, groups you ever, you know, do it. And, but when you meet her and then, or a Pharrell or one of those people, you get to see them as people. You get to, even Usher, you get to be in the same room. You exchange your WhatsApp numbers, and it's beyond just, you know, Destiny's Child, so and so. It's just, hey, I'm in town next week. Are you around? And it's mutual respect, and it's work, and it's really amazing.
Do you not just like get tempted to, I don't know, like holler at Kelly and be like, listen, like I see Beyonce's got like some event. Can't you get me in there? Like
no.
I would definitely be blocked on the WhatsApp trying to ask for favors and freebies. No. I'm telling you now.
No, no.
It's called self-control, kids. It's
no, but
self-control.
It's also just, you know, like you need to know your boundaries, and no one needs to tell you anything. It could be her birthday. I just feel like I can't say, hey, happy birthday.
Hit it with an HBD.
You know, like, really, it's really about work, and, you know, because that's what we want to do. We want to create music together. But they are just the coolest people.
Yeah.
Like, all of them. The ones that I always wanted to meet and I eventually met, they're just, like, so cool.
So the old adage of never meet your heroes hasn't had the same meaning for you. They've been cool.
And I've met heroes that, like, disappointed me, and not in a terrible way, you know, where I thought you liked coffee, but you like rooibos.
Yeah.
Type of disappointment. So I've met heroes that disappointed me on that level. But, you know, but most of the people have been, and you have to, and I understand it with myself. You have to guard yourself. You know, you have to have a certain wall, because it's such a complex thing. You can never learn it from school. Like, how do you become an artist?
Mm.
And how do you separate your personal life? I'm not talking about even people, yourself now. Like, when do I take off the black coffee super DJ cape? When? So it's something I have to learn to do. And I also have to learn to put it on.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going on a show. Let's go.
Game face.
You know, superpowers on.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to understand and learn when to, like, when I walk home and my kids, like, it's full of mud and it's coming towards me in my white outfit. I can't be like, whoa.
Mm.
You know, it's just an important thing. So artists learn for themselves to navigate life and create these boundaries where you see someone's cool, but you're like, it's stay there for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen so many cool people. Like, over time, we'll become closer, but it just happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's something we have to, like, navigate through.
Because, I mean, I'd imagine that when you are on this level and you all have those capes, those masks, those,
yeah,
like, okay, now I'm up.
Yeah.
You become a character, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you understand that that's a process, that you would then obviously have that mutual respect amongst each other, because
yeah,
you appreciate that. Isn't that, like, honestly, isn't that hard?
It's not easy, but it's you have to learn. You have to. It's like a doctor will spend, what, 6-7 years starting to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. That's it, to be that profession. It's the same thing. You know, it's not easy. And you find that we're so cool when we chat. And then, but I'm like, yo, where's the song?
Yeah.
And then the response comes tomorrow morning. Because I'm talking now not to the cool guy, I'm talking to the guy with the cape. And the guy with the cape does things different.
It's fascinating.
You know, and you have to understand that.
Yeah, and be able to, I suppose, switch too.
Yeah, you have to.
Constantly, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
In that world, it's real, because these are people like with like huge following.
Yeah.
Like huge following.
And crazy schedules
too.
So
yes, you have to be sensitive enough to understand. And without that,
sensitivity, which leads me to my next point. Clearly, you've been in the news a lot. There's a lot going on. And just from a human to a human, I'm sorry that this is happening.
I appreciate that.
No, really. I am. I can't imagine what it's like.
Yeah.
And not just to go through it, but to go through it so publicly and to be what it looks like to me, being forced to go through it quite publicly. We are demanding explanations. We want to know. We are invested because we love you, right? So that's the umbrella. But we love Coffee. We love him. We love him. We're invested in his life and his family. But now you must step up and say something.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm so many things.
Mm.
I'm so many things, and what keeps me sane and what keeps me like waking up in the morning is just thinking of the future.
Mm.
You know, because the future is not just about me. You know, I have kids. You know, I have a career that will need to take care of these kids. And so I have to wake up and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot has been happening. We have these two big shows coming. And obviously it's going to affect, the propaganda will affect how people feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when people feel a certain way, then they're like, do I want to go to this show? And that's the most unfortunate part, because you are now mixing a Nathi Mapumulo problem with the guy with the cape.
Yeah.
You know, these are two different people. And the reason you know me is because of what I do.
Yeah.
You know, you got to know other things, like I have a family, but the real reason we are interacting on social media is because I'm there to tell you about my next show, about my new album, to show you my artistry life, you know. But then people cross the line.
Yeah.
Where, like you were saying, in the name of love, we want to know, you know. And the more I keep quiet, the more I'm insensitive, you know, because I continue to post about the shows. You know, I'm ignoring. I'm like, I'm here on social media for my career. So I'm going to continue. And the more I post, it's like, man, how can you be so insensitive?
Yeah.
And what I've learned, and I've learned a lot, like, since coming back, is that there is actually nothing I can change.
Yeah.
But it took me a while. Like, when I look back, I wish I didn't even say anything.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing I can change. You know, everything has happened. It doesn't matter if I can, you know, be on a panel where I speak about this thing from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is going to change.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm at that space now where I've put everything past me, and I'm really concentrating on the future.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because I mean, obviously, you know, we have the internet. So it must be the most salacious thing that's happened at least in the last like 6 months.
You
like, thank goodness for stage six load shedding.
You have no idea.
Yeah, because it was the bombardment, the level of it.
No, you have.
It just.
Listen, some of the things didn't even come up. Some of the things were just bubbling under and some were created. And I'm like, okay, this one's coming. It's going to trend. And, you know, but we all have prayed the same God.
Yeah.
You know, so some things they just don't come up, you know, but it's been insane.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very sorry.
I was away last week. I left on Wednesday. I had a show in Miami on Thursday. I came back the following day and I was talking to a friend of mine. I'm like, just the thought of getting on a flight to South Africa gives me anxiety. Just going home.
That's sad because it's home.
Yeah, like going home gives me anxiety. I'm like, just I have these big shows that I'm doing, but just on knowing I'm going there just gives me so much anxiety. And but I've woken up to it's okay.
Yeah.
It's part of the journey. There's no flowers without rain.
That's it. And this too shall pass, babe.
Yes.
This too shall pass.
Yep.
But just from Auntie Stacey to all the kids who are listening today. We need to respect people's space. We need to respect people because you are, yes, superstar DJ, but you're also a human being with feelings who also has access to the internet and you see it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you're going to react to it, but the feelings that all those questions, insinuations and judgments.
And the trolling has been so much. Like I've seen the most inhuman things said to me but they are said in a space where no one even knows the truth.
Yeah.
You know, no one even knows the truth. Like, but you're going to go that far. You know, it got to a point where I wouldn't even log in on social media because I didn't want to see.
Yeah.
You know, even posting about a show, I would have anxiety to post. Like, what are the comments going to be? You know, and it's not fair to live in that fear. You know, it's not fair to live in that fear, in a space where there's so much to be done, you know. And I was borderline getting to a space where I was starting to dislike my country because of how people think. Like, how can people be so just easily swayed into, because there's so many things. I mean, it's not now that have been said and that the public believed, and some of them was just so obvious that they're not true, but people believe them.
But this is why I've maintained for at least, I mean, sure, how long have we known the term fake news?
Yeah.
Social media should come with like a licensing like situation. You know what I mean? It's like, please look at the following questionnaire. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, if it's fake news and you've identified it as real, we need to move on. But listen, thank you for being honest and thank you for being available.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for opening yourself up and for most importantly, doing what you do. Because as much as there is misunderstanding and confusion and irrational happening. There are still people who are here for the music and they're here for you.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I got to meet you today because of course, my boyfriend said to me, I've met him many times. He is such a nice guy. I was like, he's always been there trying like be in my shine. But the level of humility that you are still able to display to us, the media, during this time, I have the utmost respect for you.
Thank you, man.
Good luck with these shows. It's the festive season. Okay, people are going to turn up, eh?
Yeah, I know. December is starting this weekend.
Yeah, no. December started already. There have been kids here I call them kids, but they're just young people. You know what I mean? Who like to have a good time.
Yeah.
And they're going to be in the front, drinking their drinks, living their lives.
Yeah.
Living their lives.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then just before I let you go, if we want to come through to Music is King, how do we attend? What are the official details? Where can we go? How can we book us a VIP?
The tickets are at Web Tickets. No, I forgot the pricing again.
Go and look at Web Tickets and find out for yourself. Surprise!
$325 for general tickets, $615 for VIP tickets. As you know, in Durban, it's always raining. But we party either way.
Yeah. Prepare yourself and bring an umbrella. It's going to be a job. Yeah.
Like a poncho. Bring whatever you have to bring.
Bring it all. Bring it all.
The party's not going to stop.
Amazing.
We're still coming. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Stacey.
And strength to you, okay?
Thank you, man.
Lots of love, man.
Thanks. Stacey Norman. Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.